This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic Banter!
Like a saber gun and humans and have some fun!
Dynamic Banter!
Mark and
Horn! And make it good!
Dynamic Banter!
Don't forget the history road!
Dynamic Banter!
Time to shut up!
Start the show!
Hi everyone. Just like to take this like a couple seconds to remind you. And I'm gonna be in Cleveland, Boston, Brooklyn, Hollywood, California, Spokane, Tacoma, and all those tickets are on MikeFalzone.com. You can go ahead and text 818-722-8682 for more details on that. A couple weeks ago, I told you that was a direct line to the mayor. And one person the other day texted the mayor, and I'd like to read that conversation
what?
Back.
What? That's very funny.
I was privy to this conversation that this person had with the mayor.
The mayor sent it to you?
The mayor likes to screenshot all of his conversations and send them to me.
That's really dangerous for you.
It's really dangerous for him.
Yeah. But I'm more worried about you than him. I don't want you getting caught up in any of the mayor's dirty shit.
I'm actually now seeing a bunch of texts that I missed from last Friday.
I'm actually worried about my life. He's throwing the paper trail at you.
This one says, I'm on my way.
What does that mean? Have you hung out with the mayor?
Here's one from Monday.
I'm on my way.
That says, hello, is this the mayor?
Wait, he texted you and said, hello, is this the mayor?
Yes. Kyle.
God, is he okay?
Kyle? Kyle's okay. He's just looking for the mayor.
Oh, Kyle's looking for the mayor.
Kyle texted the mayor and says, hello, comma, is this the mayor?
Oh, okay. All right.
Mayor gets back to him a day later, almost exactly to the minute, a day later, and says, hi, this is the mayor, ... Give me 1 second.
Dude, that's very funny. He's too busy to text, too.
20 minutes later, Kyle says, okay, no problem, Mr. Mayor. Just glad to have a direct line to you. I know you're busy doing mayor stuff. 10 minutes after that, mayor says, gotta go.
Mayor's busy, man.
Mayor's busy being a mayor. I got a text from Blake. It says, Mr. Mayor, I'm a Seattleite. And I know that if you're in my city, or my city is out of your jurisdiction, but... what advice could you give to Annie for my Mr. Mayor to fix the fentanyl problem that's been...
isn't that...
spreading through our local pigeon communities.
What was Matt Lieberman trying to have the mayor...
he was trying to get us to vote for Donald Trump.
That's crazy. That's crazy that, again, he was using a platform to have a horrible president elected.
He came up with that whole show... to be like, this is what I went through. And he straight up came on here and said, vote for Donald Trump. And he talked about Hillary's emails. He's the only friend we have that talks about Hillary's emails.
It's crazy that he came onto the show and the first thing he said was, this is my second chance to have Donald Trump elected. Who's clapping at that? Who claps at that?
What would make you vote for Donald Trump at this point?
Truly?
Yeah. If he came out and said one thing tomorrow.
If he looked us straight in the eyes, the American people, and said, I'm sorry.
That's all it would take?
I think so. That's takes a big person to come to America, to come to the American people and say, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You would have to do this.
Why? What's that? Do that in front of the camera.
And then you'd vote for him?
And then vote for him.
Is that like a salute?
After he says, I'm Zawi?
No.
Just do that. Just no words. Just look at the camera.
A real one.
Oh, wow.
Kevin, you would be so out of Tenacious D by this point.
You would be kind of out of Tenacious D. It's off camera, though. No one knows what he did.
No one knows that he's really here.
No, isn't that interesting, Mike? Is Kevin just did a inappropriate but funny.
Kevin did a cancelable thing, yeah. And he's safe because there's no cameras.
No one knows what he did.
Yeah.
And only we can say it, we won't. All right, Michael's there. Let's call Nick. Let's see what Nick has to say about it.
Hello.
Hello, this is Nick. Hello.
I have to drive to San Jose today. It's 5.5 hours. And then after the show, I have to drive back from San Jose. And then that's 11 hours.
I want you to know that I appreciate you. Kevin appreciates you. The show needs to be done. There's people that count on this show to be a Friday morning day starter.
Is that when the show comes out?
Absolutely.
Kevin said absolutely off camera.
If you need to write that down, that's okay.
Yeah, give me one second.
But there's a lot of people that count on this show to give them a little bit of a bet.
We got a message from a children's hospital last week from a guy whose legal name is Little Billy. Mm-hmm. First name Little, last name Billy. Mm-hmm. And he said, if this show doesn't come out, I give up.
Yeah.
And so it's so important that we get the show out every Friday to keep people like Little Billy alive. He said, this week, the doctor said I could choose between listening to the show and dialysis.
Lee Billy.
Lee Billy.
The thing is we're not just doing this show for us to laugh.
We're also doing it for money.
We're doing it for money. But we're also doing it for Lee Billy.
I'm doing this show for three reasons. To laugh first. And this is in no particular order. Lee Billy. And to make money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the dream. The dream is to make money and help Lee Billy.
Ever since I was the Lee Mikey, I said, someday I want to have a show that keeps a kid alive. And we got that. So what are we going to do? Not record it?
You said that playlist live, 2019.
That's true. I wasn't on going. Stage. I wasn't. When did we stop going to playlist live?
Probably 2019.
When they started having it in like Baltimore.
Yeah.
Playlist live Philadelphia.
VidCon Singapore.
I was at those things in like 2014, and there was some cool things about them, but it was mainly me walking around being like, I don't like any of these people.
I liked Playlist more than VidCon.
Well, Playlist felt more like organic, and VidCon quickly became
like Comic-Con,
too big and like too corporate. Once the Vlog Brothers,
who did excellent in the ring,
tag team champions,
the amazing tag team, you've never seen anything like it.
Once they sold it, it was like ultra corporate.
Yeah.
Once like the WWF was there, I met Becky Lynch there. I don't know if
WWF,
you know who Becky
was at VidCon.
Yeah, and Becky Lynch was just standing there. And some people came up to her, but she was mainly just like by herself.
It's wrong audience.
And that's the wrong audience. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. It's like once you get to the point where giant corporate entities are like, we don't fully understand it, but we have to have some kind of presence there. I was like, this isn't for us anymore.
Do you think they would like reach out to the team, the VidCon like team, and be like, we have like six wrestlers that we could send to you. And do they pay to have their people there? Do they go like, we'll give you 10 grand and then we'll bring it? Like, how does that work?
Who's they?
There's got to be money, right? Like whoever's sending the wrestlers.
Uh-huh.
There's got to be like a money exchange,
I think,
right?
They pay because it's a convention.
Yeah.
So I think they pay for like a spot on the floor like a convention.
Yeah.
And they have to pay for like electricity and all that shit. I don't think they get paid to be there. And I don't think Becky gets paid to be there. I think she just has like salary, and that's part of her obligations.
Yeah, like maybe it's in the contract. Yeah. When you, so do you think like
Kevin's doing another cancelable thing right now?
Kevin's like, he's writing a letter.
He's writing two or three words that you can't say out loud and showing
over
us
and over and again,
pointing at them,
and somehow making them bigger than the screen. They
and
come
pointing
off the screen
pointing to the words and then pointing to us like we are those words that he's saying.
Do you know like at Comic-Con when like they'd have like the cast of some like big movie like Avengers? And then it's like Robert Downey Jr.'s there, and like fucking like A-list celebrities are like in this convention center 10 feet away from a $6 hot dog stand, $12 hot dog stand. Those, do you, like, that's part of their contract. You don't think they're paid at all for that?
I think it's different with WWE.
Between WWE and like A-list people?
Because I don't, unless they changed it, I heard for years that WWE people weren't paid for like promotional whatever. They were just given millions of dollars on salary and says that's a part of your job to go do that.
I like it, I felt
kind I don't know of, how it works with movies.
Yeah.
But
it, like maybe similarly but on a bigger scale. But I bet it I think you nailed it with the contract thing. I think it's just like when you sign a big Disney contract, it probably has shit like you also have to do like D23 and Comic-Con.
Right, they probably have like a whole press thing set up.
But they probably also get like a stipend or something.
Tony Stark is rich.
So rich.
So it's like, what are you going to do? I'll give you $6,000 to show up at Comic-Con. That doesn't mean anything to Tony Stark Industries.
And they probably hated doing it. Some of them, anyway.
Yeah. You really got to be young and excited about what's going on. You can't like be a rich, established, you know, it's like that was what was so exciting about VidCon and Playlist is that the coolest thing was that we were just in our houses pointing a camera at ourselves in like I was in Connecticut and no one I knew even uploaded videos to the internet, and then they flew us to Orlando. And then you're surrounded by people who are doing that in their own sections of town. And then everyone moved to LA for the most part and joined a MSM and BC. And then everything got like super about money and it wasn't fun past the first like two or three years after that, because it became less like, let's all join up here to talk about what we're doing. And then it's like, yeah, we have jobs and it's slowly sucking our life away from us.
Cause that was it. Yeah. That was the idea, was that you were like the draw for like the creative was that like, fuck, I finally made it. They want me to like, come do this.
It did feel like you make it.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you're like, then, and then they advertise it to the creator as a space to like collaborate with and mix with like other creatives like yourself.
Yeah.
And that part was alluring too, because you're like, well, fuck, I can meet other people from around the world that also do this. And for a while, it was like pretty good. And you were like really like making good connections, and these were like cool people.
And now companies make YouTube videos.
Yeah, and then all the money, you're right, once the money flooded in,
money ruins everything.
It like fucked it up.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Well, and I mean, like, let's look at both sides. It can't completely fuck it up, because if that never happened, we wouldn't have a life.
Yeah, it's not sustainable.
Like, SourceFed never would have happened if a company didn't step in, and it never would have gotten as big as it did.
Well, the thing is like, whoever's, like, has the keys to that thing is probably being told by financial advisors and, like, peers that there's only a certain amount of lifetime for stuff like this. And if you get like a big offer, you fucking take it. But the problem with that is that like, depending on who gets, who benefits from that, like it's either they take the money and run or they like share it.
Either
and
way.
And the share it part rarely happens.
Yeah.
And that's where the bad stuff happens. Cause then you're like, well, only one person really benefited from this.
Well, either way, it's never going to feel the same way as it did when it was like a person with an idea in a house.
But you can't blame them for taking paycheck.
It's not like a blame thing. It's just saying like overall feel and vibe of a thing. Like overall feel and vibe of something like a YouTube convention changed from 2012 to 2024. Overall feel of this show has changed. Overall feel of like 90% of the people who have been making videos or just video online videos in general. That's why people are so H about TikTok, is that there's no barrier for entry, and you could just point your phone at yourself for a second and then have it seen by a bunch of people, kind of like it was back in the day.
You can even have a shitty ass phone with and bad lighting and you could make it work.
Yeah.
Especially if you're like a genuine person or like a genuine weirdo or
autistic.
Yeah.
Especially if you're autistic.
If Trump came out and said, I made a boo-boo, I bungled it.
You would vote for him?
I boo-booed. Sorry.
He would.
I boo-booed.
So if enough people, if there was a change.org petition to say, I would vote for Trump if he said,
I boo-booed it.
He would come out and say, okay, I boo-booed it.
Oh, absolutely.
I boo-booed it. He would come out and he'd say that, but he would never say, like, what he boo-booed. And his ego is so big, he would come out and say, fine, I boo-booed it. Fine.
Yeah.
They want me to say, I say, no one's ever said, he would say, no one's ever said I boo-booed it before. And he is the first president to ever apologize for everything.
Yeah.
And then he would say it was the best apology ever, and he would never say specifically what the apology was for. And that's why so many people have an impression of him, because he does three things.
He'd also say, like, he'd more likely be like, I boo-booed it better than anybody I've ever boo-booed.
It was the best boo-boo.
The biggest, best boo-boo
the
ever.
The biggest boo-boo.
There might have been a problem, but it is a good, it's the best problem. I boo-booed it.
I boo-booed it.
Bing, bing, bong, bing, bing, bong. Bing, bing.
Kamala would never. Yeah, boo-boo.
Let me look in my bag for something.
Kamala.
No, I can't find it. No, I can't find it. Maybe I didn't bring it. I'm on the tail end of something really big here.
So you're about to have an idea.
I'm about to be a better version of myself.
That's beautiful, and it's inspiring. Name three things you got to do to be a better version of yourself.
One, maintain immeasurable inventiveness.
Dude, when it comes to your ability to say things as the thoughts are forming is astounding.
You have to, like, yeah, because the right way to do it is to let the words happen in your head
to think
first,
a thought and then to
then
say
come
it.
Out. But if you can align them and have the thoughts and the words happen at the same
and
time.
And even if they're not, to hear the sound that comes out.
But I've also heard, like, when I was a young man, it would, like, really tickle me when someone said something, like, weird.
Yeah.
But didn't mean to.
Kevin's really identifying
Kevin
with
knows.
This part of the show. And he's also now doing something. His pants are all the way down, and he's putting all the stuff in the room in him.
You said he was allowed to be comfortable.
I gotta specify.
Kevin, I allow you to be comfortable. You were holding both of his hands.
I looked into his eyes. I said, Kevin, I allow you to be comfortable.
It was really nice.
However you define it.
But if there's a few stipulations, maybe now is the time to share them with him.
Get my stuff out of your ass,
and
Kevin.
And put your pants up. The best part about playlist for me was that you'd get this very specific time frame per day or for one day or 2 days of the whole trip.
To jerk off in a hotel room.
Yeah. Number one, go find your goodie bag in your hotel room and jag off all over it. Then use the blacklight flashlight that we gave you. Shine it on there. And take a picture of it and tag us. And you could be featured on the front page of the Playlist Live social media account.
Why doesn't anyone use black lights anymore?
Because they're scary. It scares people.
Dude, that was like growing up in a Hot Topic time.
Oh, yeah.
Black lights were everything.
Oh, yeah.
What if we made t-shirts that said Black Lights Matter?
Black Lights Matter!
And we tried to bring back black lights.
That's insane.
That would go good or bad.
I think you'd have to do quite a bit before you release the Black Lights Matter shirt.
Like what? Design the shirt?
Well, you'd have to build up a case.
Make sure there was enough black lights to go around.
You'd have to build a case for if people miss black lights, it's time for black lights to come back. And once everyone's on board, then you drop the t-shirt.
That's the thing. I don't think anyone misses them. I think we outdid ourselves.
Well, because the thing is like when you would walk into someone's house and there would be a black light thing, you'd be like, all right, stoner.
Yeah.
You'd instantly be like, that's a stoner.
You'd walk into a house and there'd be a black
light. Instead of regular lights, there would be black lights.
Of the whole place.
And I had a friend who lived in a mosquito zapper.
Yeah, and it was wonderful. Never any mosquitoes.
Never any mosquitoes.
Which is like...
Hurt like hell to go.
Yeah, hurt your eyes. Irreparable damage to the eyes. Yeah. What I mean, Kevin, is, and thank you for asking, because this is a young, comfortable man over here, and he may not remember, he may not know what we're talking about when we talk about blacklight times.
Do you know about blacklight times, Kevin?
Take a trip with us over to the blacklight times. Okay. Get in our little mobile here.
This is the blacklight times. This is how it was back when we had blacklights. The year is 1998, and you just got home from the mall. And you bought a blacklight and a poster that's made out of felt, I guess.
Yeah, felt.
And it has Jimi Hendrix on it.
Yeah.
And it had a bunch of, like a tribal type of a symbol. And then you have another poster that says the Doors on it.
Or you'd have a babe.
Or a babe.
Some babe. And it would be fuzzy sometimes. Not all the time.
But what? Did it come with a black light?
No, you'd have to like buy this like plastic. Black lights
sold separately.
It's like a it was like, you know, like those neon fluorescent lights.
Yeah.
Yes. It would be like you buy it in this like little plastic strip and it would have like a shield that would point it down onto something and you'd put it above a poster and it would shine down onto the poster and it would look like it was fucking glowing, bro.
And then you would go to a kissing party in seventh grade and the basement would be lit by black lights only. So you could just see people's teeth and stained shirts and pants.
That's the thing. The guy would come in and he'd have a curious amount of stuff on his body that you could only see when the black light was on. And I think that's why black lights are kind of not.
That's why they matter.
They're not as cool anymore.
Black lights produce ultraviolet, UV light that's invisible to the human eye, but when it hits certain substances, it causes them to glow. This is because the light causes particles called phosphors to become excited and emit visible light. How it works. When a light particle hits a phosphor, the phosphor's electron jumps to a higher energy level and releases heat. The electron then falls back to its normal energy level, releasing a photon with less energy than the original. This lower energy photon can be in the visible light spectrum, which causes the...
Oh, it causes the...
Does that clear it up?
Yeah.
No one wants the.
I think I knew what a blacklight was.
Oh, okay. Is that why you wrote all those words down? I'm starting to put the pieces together.
I guess that's true. I mean, you know. It was really more like what would we see when you'd walk into some, when we refer to walking into someone's house.
Yeah.
But you get that now.
I still couldn't. I just listened to that. I couldn't explain how it works. Photons?
Something about phosphorus.
Oh.
Was photons used? I missed photons. Let's hear it again. Bring it back.
from different types of lamps, including LEDs, incandescent lamps, fluorescent lamps, and lasers. Each type of lamp produces a unique light spectrum, so not all black lights are equally effective.
Whoa, so not all black lights are the same.
Here's how it works. When a light particle hits a phosphor, the phosphor's electron jumps to a higher energy level and releases heat. The electron then falls back to its normal energy level, releasing a photon with less energy than the original. This lower energy photon can be in the visible light spectrum, which causes...
First of all, I would listen to that. I would just listen to that. Like at the dentist?
Yeah. Or waiting for anything, really.
So it's like an autistic light. Because it's on the spectrum. The only really understand how it works.
Something I got out of that one.
Yeah.
Here's how it...
The one thing I really got out of that was that you could have a blacklight laser. Ooh. It said it could be a laser.
Yeah.
Nice. Is that cool?
I don't know.
Can I say why I think it might be cool?
Yeah.
Come with me back in time.
To a couple minutes ago.
Oh shit, we're going too far back!
Open eyes, close eyes, try to explain how black lights work.
I thought of that, but we definitely need to do an ad.
Oh shit, it's ad time? I love that our drummer is just ready to go.
He's the best thing.
Oh, was this frustrating to see? Did you notice this? Would this frustrate you if I didn't fix this for the rest of the show? Would that frustrate you at all?
No, I don't have what that is.
Oh, that's awesome. It's not about stuff like that. Like if I saw that on you, I'd probably be like, oh man, that's such an easy fix, and then forget about it. But the one that like bugs me is if there's like a... Like, this is, I guess this is a pet peeve, huh? Is that what pet peeve is, Kevin? Can you look it up? Yeah. When you're in the movie theater and you're like watching the movie and there's someone down in the row down there and then they're like Apple Watch. Ooh. They're like eating popcorn and their Apple Watch is like glowing off, glowing off, glowing. And I'm like seeing this like thing happening and that bugs me.
Okay.
Or if someone's bright ass phone is on suddenly down there during a movie, I'm like,
all of your pet peeves are movie related.
Or just like,
what's a
focus
pet peeve
related? Like if you're focusing on something, like a teacher or like a presenter or something.
Yes.
And then someone's like light is blinking over here. I'm like, I need to like, now I'm like.
You ever get tested for ADHD?
Fuck yeah.
And what did they say? They said thumbs up.
My doctor went.
He's happy when you have it?
Well, they are, because they get a patient for life after that.
The pharmaceutical industry is happy when you have ADHD.
We got another thumbs up, boys!
Dude, the person who sells the medicine to the hospital was like, hey man, do you have anything? Do you have anything like this?
Guys, today's episode of Dynamic Banter is brought to you very proudly by Squarespace. See, but like in this setting, it's like fine.
Right now.
I like it. I like the Muppet Show part of this show.
Do you remember when Fozzie Bear was like...
Yes. When they gave Fozzie Bear the light?
Yeah.
Are you giving me the light like every 5 seconds?
I got 5 minutes left. Waka waka. I got about 5 wakas. Light me at 2 wakas left.
Now Kevin's doing it. And now I can see it in the reflection of that C-stand.
Yeah.
I guess I just like... I get distracted. I could get distracted very easily.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a very un...
That's normal.
No one's calling it uncommon.
That thing after wasn't normal, though. The thing just now, before that. Squarespace! You gave the mic the light?
Dude, I gotta look at my back.
Squarespace! Guys, MikeFalzone.com. The hub for all things Mike Falzone, including tour dates. Where included in there, there's a Dynamic Banter show in Tacoma.
November 1st.
Yeah. So go check out that Squarespace designed, built, curated website and see how great Squarespace is. We've been talking about Squarespace for a very long time on this show. And we love it, don't we? Hallelujah for Squarespace. I'll say it twice out my window in the morning, because everything you need to build a website is available through Squarespace and their wonderful services that don't require installations, updates, anything like that. You can access it from your phone, from your computer. Go to a coffee shop. Bring your laptop. Have a nice time. Enjoy yourself. Relax. Build a little website. Just go give it a shot at squarespace.com. Try the free trial. Take her for a test drive. You wouldn't buy a Cadillac before you drive it a little bit, right? Right? And I say Cadillac because Squarespace is the Cadillac of the web hosting world. Isn't that right, Kevin? So go to squarespace.com, try that trial out, check it out. If you ever need any help with Squarespace, there's a 24-hour, 7-days-a-week support line for you to call for someone to help you with troubleshooting issues, but I doubt you're going to need that. Let's be honest. It's too easy to me. So go to squarespace.com for that free trial, and then go to squarespace.com/banter. Save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain, and you help your DB boys out over here with a sponsor we've had for a while and keeping that relationship alive. That's on you. So go to squarespace.com, try it out, and then go to squarespace.com/banter when you're ready to launch the website, and you'll get 10% off your first purchase of the website or domain. Thank you, Squarespace. What the fuck? Oh my god. Was it a video or a picture?
A picture.
God, that's so funny. What would a video of a body like? Literally the same. Oh my god. Not expecting it. Guys, me undies is our next sponsor. Squishmas! It's Christmas!
It's Christmas?
It's Christmas! My important reproductive organs that will never be used for reproduction.
Or anything else for that.
Or anything else. Anything else of note. need to be protected, need to be comfortable. Guys, and the thing is summer into fall, from the waist down, those are important holidays, important seasons. Summer's my favorite holiday.
Summer's my most important holiday.
Did you know in France, summer lasts 6 weeks? And there's a 3-day, 4-hour work week?
Ew. There's a
3-4 work day.
There's a favorite hour work week?
We got a 3-4 work week.
4 out of the 3 days a week, there's a favorite hour work.
3 off, 4 on. There's a 3 off, 4 on work week in France. And guys, whether you're in France or wherever, comfort is king.
That's the same as coughing.
It is, you're right. I should have covered my mouth. I'm sorry. That's one demerit. And listen, comfort is king, my friends. And that's why this fall, you gotta upgrade your underwear drawer with MeUndies. Because MeUndies has something for every guy this fall. The micromodal fabric is breathable, comfortable. Especially that ball caddy. And I never thought you needed a special pouch. I didn't think I needed a special pouch for my parts. But take the hundreds of 5-star reviews as your sign that this could be your new favorite boxer brief.
Commercial.
That's right.
That's right.
And MeUndies has a cut for every guy's butt. Over 10 different styles ranging from boxer briefs, jock stripes, and a special pouch underwear called the ball caddy that I just mentioned keeps your scrotum from bat winging. Every game. And they come in really fun prints like dinosaurs.
Or aliens. So.
Skeletons and everything you can think of, okay guys? And it's not just underwear. There's a lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. We're talking unmatched comfort and sustainably sourced materials that work with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of undies, which would be insane, it's on MeUndies. They'll take it back. So be your most comfortable self this fall. Shh. Everyone be quiet. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/banter. That's MeUndies.com/banter and you'll get 20% off plus free shipping. At MeUndies. Comfort from the inside. MeUndies. Comfort from the outside in. We had a little help from ET and a dress on that one. And our boy Scream. Was that what we call him? Or yell?
No, Scream.
It's Scream?
It was Scream.
What's up, Scream? We haven't had Scream on the show in a minute.
You got a question?
Yeah, Scream, what's new, brother? What do you think about that?
Thanks, bud.
Oh, wait,
I can see the...
Get the bag tested. Just drop a test in the bag and then shake it up. Like
and
shake
then check
and
it out. Thank you, Scream. What were we talking about?
I think
black lights.
Mike, you should do an introduction to the Open Eyes Closed Guys.
Oh shit! Should we see
that? Open Eyes Closed Off to Guys?
A closed off. This is a closed off guy.
He's a ladies man.
Well,
we not beat that to death?
That clip you got, was that a new clip?
What clip?
Of that woman that was...
No, that's a year old as of yesterday.
That's the original one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that you sent that to us.
Yeah, they're still together. They're still happy. She still does not like the show.
Yeah. Okay. Even after this closed eyes open guy open eye guy. Close open guy.
I'm a close and open guy.
I'm a close and open
guy. Ask me whatever you want. I'm a close and open guy.
But you might not, I might close. Even though that guy like retired or wherever the hell he went, she still doesn't like the show.
Does not like the show.
What do we gotta do? We have to do a whole episode that's like, what version of this show would make that person happy?
Let's do one episode of the show, changing it for her specifically.
Yeah. Like, what would it be? Like, true crime?
Girls love true
crime. Yeah, they love it.
Are you watching that Chimp Crazy
show?
No,
but you did. Dude, yeah. Can I tell you, I just finished Love on the Spectrum.
Yeah, what's
that
about?
See that show?
What's it about?
Well, it's about... You've seen that show?
What's it about?
Kevin? You've seen it, Kevin?
Kevin's writing down what it's about and showing us. And he's not allowed to say
with his pants down.
Kevin's spelling out what that show's about with his dick.
Oh, that's the thing I was going to say about Laser.
Yeah.
Okay. I was like,
that's
no
the
way.
Thing I remembered what I was going to say about laser blacklight. That might be kind of cool. So
it have anything to do with Love on the Spectrum?
No, fuck that for a second. Because I thought of a neat thing. Like, have you ever seen those, like, I have a poster that's like glow in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of neat. Whatever. I thought it was neat, but I rarely ever get to see the like glow in the dark features because it doesn't really have like it needs like kind of a bright light, like right on it for it to work.
To charge up.
Yeah. But black light charges up glow in the dark things. Did you know that?
Oh.
So.
Is that the explanation?
Yeah, that was it.
Well, they said phosphorus, right? And I think glow-in-the-dark stuff is made of phosphorus material. Let's ask the black light. Can you call the black light?
Yeah.
And ask if the black light... Let me get some... Hang on, let's see if we can get the black light on the line. Wait, hang on. Wait. I think I need to find some reggae music.
This is... Let's think about how we want to proceed with this.
You don't think
everything
that
just changed.
But you don't think that in the blacklight days, people were like, it was the whole thing with like blacklight was stoners.
Bob Marley poster.
Yeah. List like white people, black people, whatever, it doesn't matter. It's just that whole world, if you could think of five things that embody the person that has a blacklight poster,
mm-hmm.
I'm telling you. Bob Marley or some kind of reggae is in there.
Yeah.
Is this a blacklight?
Yeah, this is the mayor.
Are you the blacklight? Wait, you're the mayor?
Yeah, this is the mayor.
Wait, hold on. Who do we get on the mayor?
We need 1 second. We gotta go.
Wait, was that the mayor doing
Oh shit.
We never get any kind of information from him.
But isn't that just every mayor?
Yeah.
So, you could take a blacklight flashlight, which I have, by the way.
The seventh grader.
I have one. And you can shine it on anything that's like glow in the dark. Like I have a glow in the dark shirt. I could like shine it on there. And it didn't, it charges it up real nice. So anyway, I was thinking blacklight laser. Imagine, if you will, a blank poster canvas frame. And the poster in the middle is just a big giant glow-in-the-dark block.
Okay.
Okay? Excuse me. So it's just like a big block, a big rectangle of glow in the dark.
So it's not a block.
Material.
It's a square. Is it 3D?
Whatever. Just imagine a poster frame and the inside it, the poster is just a fucking nothing but glow in the dark material. And you have a black light laser pen.
Uh-huh.
You could like draw shit on it.
Yeah.
Oh!
Man, that idea is just 25 years too late.
I know, isn't it? Because imagine like, because you know, the concerts, big shows, venues, if you will, use lasers as like a pre-programmed computer beep boop. And imagine if you could do a consumer version of like an automated laser that you could like program on your computer with a little program. And you put that across the way from your like blank poster and you could like program it to like do designs. Like make the fucking like, ooh, love the Celtics.
Yeah.
And to put in the...
What a funny first grab for you.
Because you got to appeal to everyone.
You, you think about is the Boston Celtics.
Got to have wide appeal. Because if I was like, ooh, it can make like, you know, a fucking Star Wars.
That's more likely.
Yeah. Or Bob Marley. It can make a cool Bob Marley.
Dude, so funny to like, if you're a little toddler kid right now and you're like an iPad kid.
Yeah.
To explain that you can make something glow in the dark by shining a light on it is like... Could not care less.
Oh, really? I feel like some of their minds would be blown.
Mm.
Because lasers is something kids don't really fuck with anymore. Like, they kind of made the laser pointer like a, let's just.
Well, it was burning people's retinas out.
Like, yeah. If you, like, stared at it. It's definitely dangerous. But, yeah. Like, I think, like, just being, like, a little dick with one. Or just, like, having one in your house for your cat or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't it driving the cats crazy?
I mean,
Kevin, look up laser pen effect on cats.
Yeah.
Long term.
Yeah.
Your cat has PTSD because he can never catch the fucking space beam. That's probably not good. And it definitely, that's why they outlawed it places. Because if it hits you the right way, because your eye is just a hole.
Mm-hmm.
That black in the middle of your eye, the pupil, is a hole to the receptors in your eye.
Yeah.
So if that shit caught you wrong, it would rob you. A kid being a dick would rob you of the ability to see your family.
Just for being a little trickster. I wanted, like...
What a trick.
what a fun gag. I wanted to be able to, like, do that, and then someone comes out of the closet.
And reads it.
And reads it. Yeah. And goes back in.
That's good.
The problem is it's hard to think of those things before
we need to hire somebody
who's like ready to go.
To do it.
And has like a box of shit back there.
And who wouldn't mind living in the closet for a week and a half.
Too bad Ryan Faroki isn't alive.
I don't want Ryan in my closet.
Laser pointers can have both positive and negative effects on cats.
Thank you.
The positive effects are they can help cats avoid boredom, provide mental stimulation. They can also encourage cats to hunt by making it seem like they've caught prey. Because they're little hunters, Mike.
Yeah, but then you don't get the satisfaction part of it.
I know, you're right. It says the negative effects are they can cause frustration and stress if cats can't catch the prey. Just like Mike said. Which can lead to behavioral problems. Cats can develop compulsive behaviors such as chasing shadows. I think it's one of those things where it's like, how do you raise your kid? You keep them away from certain things, or do you let them just kind of like do their thing, you know? Like,
well, I think if you give like a cat or a dog or an animal a toy, they can grab on to the toy and like tangible, like bite it and have it.
Yeah.
A laser, it's like you put all this energy, like cats would jump up a wall to get this thing that they'll never get. That's like saying...
Yeah, but their brains are... They're dumb. Their brains are dumb, Mike. I think they forget. You know?
Let's ask one.
Dogs forget.
Do we have a cat that we can call?
Let's call a cat.
Hey, what's going on, me cat?
I
Is this the mayor?
I got fuck it.
I don't think that line.
We have one number.
I guess not, yeah. We do. We need to. Well, sometimes we get the big dick Olympian.
Yeah, that's true.
Mystery.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Kevin's right.
Oh, yeah, I see it now.
Can you text me a screenshot of what you saw and make you realize? That's how you knew it was time for history, right?
Looks like I'm getting the black light. First one comes from Hey BB Bobby.
I'm not joking.
There's a voiceover one you should look at.
Right? Oh, yeah? Kevin? That's Kevin. Cheeky.
Kevin, come on, bud.
Kevin!
Kevin, what are you up to this week? You have any plans?
We went to Disneyland yesterday.
I said, what are you up to this week? That upcoming. Did you have a good time? What did you do at Disneyland?
We walked a lot. Mm-hmm. 30,000 steps.
Whoa. Was it hot?
Each?
It wasn't too bad.
Or combined steps?
Each.
How about the... And what about the crowds?
So nice.
Really? What was the longest wait time?
30. Matterhorn 30.
Whoa!
That's what I got upcoming.
Dude, that's fucking crazy. Vivica, where are you?
There's another Vivica? I know of one Vivica in existence.
Yeah, I've never met a Vivica.
No, I never met her in real life. Just watched her get her groove back. Please be her, or that's racist. I'll hold myself accountable right now.
How Vivica got her groove back? Let's call Nick.
Nick won't know. Dude, I can't type on my phone anymore.
Too small?
My thumbs hit too many things.
I know. I
hammer thumbs.
I have that problem also.
No.
It's so annoying to type in the same.
I'm racist. I'm racist.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mike.
What a way to find out. Angela Bassett.
Oh, she's great.
How did Stella get her groove back in real life is the first Google question.
Didn't she just go fuck? And then she got her groove back?
The movie was based on a book by Terry McGillen, who wrote about her life and her marriage to Jamaican Jonathan Plummer.
Really?
In
1998. Whoa.
Angela Bassett. She's great, man. She was real good in that Watchmen show.
That's right, she was in that.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Mike, did you know that Christina Applegate still talks to Ed O'Neill, the guy who played Al Bundy, her dad? Great. And they like...
She seems like a cool guy.
Dude, that's all I've ever heard.
Yeah.
There's like nothing bad on this guy. He's like one of the like rare celebrities that like everybody loves. He's like such a good guy.
That's funny to be like, first of all, he was at the perfect time for that show.
Yeah.
Where society was talking like that all the time. And then like to say all your cancelable stuff on a sitcom, it's like, what are you going to do in your personal life to get you?
Yeah.
You know,
it's a rare thing when someone is like, it's a rare condition. Milkman. It's so rare to have someone play a character that's like deplorable and then learn that they're like sweet, sweetie pants. Really rare.
Yeah.
That guy that plays Homelander.
Terrible person.
They say.
I don't know what that is.
That's the show The Boys.
Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
That Anthony guy. They're like, he's like that caused guy. People to leave the show because he's like so awful.
Damn.
And you're like, he's so good at being like an awful prick. You can't stop but look at him and be like, God, this show, like he makes that show.
And it's the best. And this is why Hollywood is so awesome. You find bad people and you pay them millions of dollars to be bad.
Yeah.
And
to
that's
just
cool.
Be themselves.
I think that's cool.
But,
Hollywood where you could be yourself, no matter how much of a bad person you are, and you can get paid for it.
I just loved reading about this, and she said, I don't even know how to explain this person. Talking about Ed O'Neill, Christina Applegate said. She said, he raised me, so if you don't like anything about me, it's his fault. And if you do like anything about me, it's also his fault. He says, years and years of my life have spent with this man, and he's an incredible actor. He's an incredible human being. And they like talk on the phone and he's just like, I love hearing that. I love it. All the shit you hear out of sitcoms like years later is like, that guy was a prick. Like all that 70s show shit, like that show's ruined for
me.
I can't watch that fucking show. No. Scientologists everywhere.
And you know Marcy on Married with Children? Yeah. She's a pedophile.
Whoa, that's crazy, Kevin.
That's not true, Kevin. I'm sorry. I made Kevin upset. Kevin, have you ever seen an episode of Married with Children?
No.
Oh, shut up.
He's a little guy.
This guy?
Yeah.
He's fucking 40.
Kevin's 50 years old.
Vivica says, hey, my DB Billies, Mike and Steve. My name is Vivica. Gorgeous. Gorgeous name. God, what were you just saying about? I'm a two-horn hunk and DBBB black bi girl from Colombia. Dude,
yeah.
We don't have any of those in our audience. So that's a celebration.
You think she forgives me for the Stella Gotta Groove Back thing?
Let's have her on the show.
Yeah.
That'll make up for everything.
Yeah.
I love it. I love hearing the diversity of this fan base. They're also an audiobook narrator and VO artist. Hello. Professional in their midst.
Dude, that career is over. And that sucks so much.
Done.
Dude, I watched this thing the other day. Artless. You know what Artless is? Not to mention another brand during the ads. So. Dude.
Is it still the ads?
You can literally just type a paragraph into a thing and choose like the type of narrator and the inflection.
And it sounds real good.
Yeah.
There's yeah. people fighting against that and kind of winning in some ways.
You know what I was thinking of? It's like, you know how the trope is like the robots took our jobs?
Yeah.
Why do people blame it on robots? Who makes the robots?
Yeah.
People. Scientists took your job.
Well, and movies made people think that like people just invent a robot and then it just like becomes alive. And it's like, no, it takes like a lot of people to like program those things
without even it being alive or sentient or whatever. A robot is designed to take someone's job, but that's like the greatest trick capitalism ever played on society.
They love it.
Is tricking people into thinking robots took your job.
Dude, that's what the whole like working like that's what the whole like ruling the ruling class does. They like hide behind like, no, be angry at that guy.
Be angry at the robots.
Don't look at the guy behind the curtain.
Who put all the screws on the robot?
Who put the bomb in the bop, shoo-bop, shoo-bop? And who let the fucking dogs out? They're dead now. Happy?
All the dogs from that song got hit by
a car.
They're
all dead now. Feel old?
These are the dogs from Who Let the Dogs Out.
Listening to you two, not the band, over the years has absolutely infected my inner monologue. Uh-oh. Sorry. Which is great, because it keeps a smile on my face when I decide whether to be nice or not be nice during my 9-to-5. Very good. By the way, Mike.
Yeah?
I'm going to try to come up and see you in Cleveland in October.
Nice.
Have you done Cleveland stuff?
Yeah, but I don't think I've ever done comedy in Cleveland. I've just played music there.
Comedy in Cleveland sounds like a fun album or something.
That was the Drew Carey spinoff.
Yeah. By the way, remember we were talking about the Drew Carey show not too long ago, maybe? It's streaming now. I don't know where.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's out. You can
watch
Mimi
it. Mimi is a pedophile?
Mimi? God damn it.
Mimi's reading books to kids.
What's in the water here? Something's in the water. Fucking Mimi. I trusted that baby. Anyways, here's an MP3 evidence of my DB illness. Okay, thank you. And spit it out. Spit it out? Is that an old quote or something?
Did we say that?
What is spit it out?
I feel like spit it out is from something.
Damn. Hmm. Dang our memories is all I'll say about that. All right, here we go. Here's this clip.
The truth is that good and bad coexist. Sour and sweet coexist. They aren't really opposed to each other. We could start to open our eye.
No fucking way. Were you really trying to record like a nice thing and that happened?
That's so funny, man.
Cause what a
presumably just like by herself.
Dude, this voice is creamy.
Yeah, it's very good.
I never understood the like, does ASMR shit work on you?
No.
I feel it, but it's not like I would go seek it out.
Yeah, I don't
just
seek
nice
it out.
Just nice to hear somebody whisper sometimes. A lot of it is maddening, but this is very pleasant voice.
Yeah, like the long acrylic nails on like,
no, I don't like
glass
that.
Things that have like ridges, and they just kind of go like, and it's like, I don't
know. No, because I've been scrolling TikTok, and then you see like a live stream that's
yeah.
And the Pepsi pigeons, and Pepsi doing Pepsi pigeons. That's trash.
And the ones that are like,
who's at home needing that real bad?
I think it affects people in like different ways.
You're
like
stressed out, and you're like, fuck.
I need someone to be scratching a fucking Pepsi. Watermelon.
Pepsi pigeons. Pepsi. I'm getting a divorce.
Fuck. I need someone with acrylic nails.
Pepsi pigeons.
Oh my god.
Is that the whole thing?
Some people jack off to that. That makes them want to jack off.
People jack off to everything. What's the most non-sexual thing you ever jacked off?
Me?
To?
I think we've talked about this. Maybe the
Dude,
Sears catalog.
There was someone. I don't remember yeah. where
and
they
that was
said
the exact
it.
Answer,
Do you remember where it was?
I don't remember where it was. It might have been in comment.
Somebody was like, Mike has asked Steve this 15 times
That's
over the
so
past
funny,
8 years.
That's
so
funny, dude.
The answer has always
this,
been
like Sears catalog. Let me try to think of something different.
No, that's how you know what the truth is.
Well, I guess it's, I know, right? Because it's the same answer every fucking time.
Yeah, it's nice.
But maybe there's other stuff. Like there was, we even talked about like.
What if I change the question?
Remember we were talking about that? Dude, it led to the double mint gum shit last time. Mm-hmm. Where we were like, those commercials were needlessly horny.
Yeah.
Where they're like, just fuck a little longer.
Mm-hmm. They're like, what can you do with gum? Kiss? Dude.
Yeah.
My least favorite thing about...
I'm going to play it again. No, it's not. There's a little more, but go ahead.
Sorry. I was just saying, my least favorite thing about being a comedian is having close conversations with other comedians who have terrible breath.
Ooh,
it's terrible. Some of it is so... I talked closely with someone last night who I thought was dead from the mouth up.
Whoa.
It was vile. Like cartoon green Beetlejuice fumes.
Really? Like cartoons when it goes boo.
I'm like, how do you not know? A lot of people who smoke weed all the time dry their mouth out and they get real.
I guess that's what it is. Huh? It's like you drying out the cotton.
Sometimes, I don't know if people's teeth are rotting or what.
Or the booze. Maybe booze has something to do with it too.
Maybe like, booze.
Let's call booze. Okay, I just want to play this one more time because this Vivica person has such a creamy voice. And I'm telling you, this ASMR shit, it doesn't really work on me, but this woman could lull me to sleep.
Yeah, let's hear it.
The truth is that good and bad coexist. Sour and sweet coexist. They aren't really opposed to each other. We could start to open our eye... open one.
Dude, that there is.
She's still cracking up.
Oh.
Fuck.
That's great.
Very good.
There's a laugh. There's like a courtesy laugh, and there's a duration set on the courtesy laugh. Like if I laugh at someone's shit to be polite, there's a window. It's like. And then that's it. Yeah. However long that is. Maybe like a second. Maybe like a full second. And then there's like a genuine laugh duration. And it's so nice to hear. Especially when you make yourself laugh. Like really truly laugh.
I don't think I've made myself laugh as hard as someone else has made me laugh. Like, mm-hmm. But I have laughed at my own shit quite a bit.
I feel like you laugh though. At your own shit if somebody else is laughing.
Yeah, it makes it because that because what makes me laugh the most is when someone
is
gets it.
Yeah.
Like and is also and then we go into the laugh zone.
Mm-hmm.
It's kinda like when someone's just like fucking shredding on a fucking guitar and they're just like in the fucking shred zone.
They start laughing.
And they start laughing and the guitar laughs with them. Guys, thank you for watching today and listening and all that.
Yes.
Mike, thank you for listening and saying. Do you want to give one more run through on the shows that are coming? Because quite a few and I love it.
I'll be in LA all the time. I'll be in Cleveland with that lady with the nice voice. Boston, Brooklyn, Tacoma, Spokane, all over the place. Tickets on MikeFalzone.com. The dating show, Human Romance, is happening monthly. Surrounded is happening all over the country and in LA monthly. And if you would like to text 818-722-8682. Thank you for everyone who texted the mayor last week. I will get back to you. I straight up didn't see it until right now. I mean, the mayor. I'll text the mayor. Is that one of the Koopas from the live-action Mario movie?
What are we looking at here?
That guy has a thigh for a neck.
I can see that guy's where the throat goes to the stomach and then to the lungs. I can see the two different.
The lungs are in the throat.
I can see his anatomy.
That was a HeadGum podcast.